always happens when you... What were you thinking? Why do you always do this to me? You never listen. 7. Criticism. Disproving critique of personal characteristics and or faults. Adverse or denigrating comments. Sophisticated analysis and judgment. Finding fault, disparagement, condemnation, attack. In other words, nothing you do is ever good, good enough, right. Someone always has something bad, unkind, or unloving to say about you or what you have done. Your weaknesses and shortcomings always seem to get the most attention from everyone or from a specific someone. Internal dialogue. He, she, they always have something disapproving to say about me. He, she, they are always judging me. He, she, they never say anything nice, good about me. Nothing I ever do is enough, good enough, right. 8. Defensiveness. Anticipating and or resisting attack. Being sensitive to threat of confrontation or injury to your ego. Preemptive self-protection. Being on guard against real or imagined physical, mental, or emotional threat. In other words, you always have to explain or defend what you have done. You feel others are making you wrong. No matter what is offered, how it is offered, or by whom it is offered, you hear the negative that is coming to you and about you. Then you have to defend yourself against it. Internal dialogue. I don't mean any harm, but I was just trying to... What I meant to say is, I knew you were going to say. 9. Disappointment, discouragement. Sadness or displeasure caused by failed hopes, unrealized expectations, or unmet needs. Disillusionment caused by broken agreements. Feeling let down, expressing or showing lack of fulfillment. Lack of courage, hope, or confidence. Feeling disheartened and dispirited in response to loss, failure. Loss of desire to try or attempt something. In other words, you've received a punch in the gut about something that mattered to you. You feel totally let down and or turned off. You receive far less than you wanted, expected, or anticipated. Nothing you want ever turns out the way you want. People never do what they say they will do for you. You're expected to be okay with less than you want. You feel hopeless and often helpless. Nothing makes sense. You don't have the strength or motivation to try anymore. You anticipate the worst happening. Internal dialogue. Don't get your hopes up. Things never work out for me. People will, always will, let me down. He, she, they let me down again. I thought you were different. It won't work. Why bother? 10. Distrust, doubt. Belief in deception or dishonesty, inability or unwillingness to trust. Uncertainty, lacking a definite opinion, conviction, or determination. Feeling indecisive or unsure with or without reason. Suspicion, hesitancy, vacillation, wavering. In other words, you're always looking over your shoulder, waiting for the next disaster to show up. It feels as if people are always lying or withholding information. Your first thought is about all that could go wrong. You always voice your doubts and hesitations, and you require constant reassurance. You have difficulty in making choices and decisions in anticipation of the worst happening. Internal dialogue. I don't trust you, him, her, it. I can't, don't trust people. You can't trust people. I don't believe you, him, her, it. It will never happen. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm confused. It's not going to work. If only I was smarter, richer, more attractive. 11. Failure, frustration. Falling short of success or achievement in something expected, attempted, or desired. Defeat, breakdown, malfunction. Being stuck or unable to progress, exasperation. Feeling blocked from executing changes or achieving an objective or goal. In other words, you feel defeated and let down about yourself within yourself. You believe that your errors and missteps cannot be corrected or recovered. You keep trying and get nowhere. Nothing you do or try to do works out in your favor. You are filled with self-recrimination because of bad choices, decisions, or behaviors. Your best efforts reap very little reward. Internal dialogue. Look what I've done. I can't seem to get it right. I never do anything right. I can't win for losing. Damn it, not again. What now? 12. Fear. Strong distress aroused by anticipation of impending danger. Sense of real or imagined pain, threat of hurt, harm, or vulnerability. Dread, panic, terror, alarm. Anxiety or apprehension over the outcome of a situation. Avoidance or hesitation because of the likelihood of an unwelcome outcome. In other words, you are freaking out, feeling super vulnerable, jumping out of your skin. You are increasingly and irrationally worried about getting caught, hurt, or exposed. You believe that bad things happen to good people, and now is your turn. You think that your time is up, and there's nothing you can do to fix the disaster that's headed your way. Your gut check confirms that something really, really bad is about to happen. You've decided that it's better to be safe than sorry, so you have frozen yourself in place. Internal dialogue. I don't feel safe. I'm terrified of what might happen. I can't do it because it's too dangerous, risky. If I speak up, I'll be punished. It's truth and consequences. I can't tell the truth. 13. Grief. Intense emotional suffering caused by loss, disaster, misfortune, etc. Acute sorrow, deep sadness, heartache, woe. Universal reaction to bereavement. In other words, all the wind has been sucked out of you. You feel depleted and doomed. You no longer have the desire or strength to keep going. You and or your life no longer have a sense of meaning and purpose. Internal dialogue. Nothing matters to me anymore. I just can't. Nothing can make me feel better. I just want to die. Just leave me alone. I'll never feel love, joy, peace again. 14. Guilt. Self-reproach, remorse, culpability. A sense of regret, wrongness, or imperfection related to your behavior. Feelings of having done wrong or committed an offense. Feelings of responsibility for harmful actions of another, that is, abuse, parents' divorce, death, etc. In other words, it feels as if everyone knows you have done something wrong. You expect to be accused or punished. You feel like hanging your head and hiding your face. There's a dark cloud looming within you and around you. You're an outcast because of what you've done, and you have no idea how to make up for it. Guilt is generally externally referenced, something you did to someone and experienced in public. Internal dialogue. It's all my fault. How could I have done that? Everyone knows how terrible I am. They'll never forgive me. How could I let this happen? I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do. 15. Hatred. Feelings of loathing or contempt, extreme dislike or intense aversion. Destructive thoughts directed at someone or something. Self-hatred and or self-loathing that engenders destructive behaviors toward others. In other words, you think, speak, and behave in a cruel and or negative manner. Your first thoughts about everything and everyone are laced with vengeance. You look for and gravitate towards speech and behaviors designed to cause mental, emotional, or physical harm or hurt to others and often to yourself. Internal dialogue. I'll destroy him, her, them. They deserve to. I hope blank happens. They need to get. I hope they never get, do, have. I should blank them. 16. Heartache, heartbreak. Overwhelming sense of grief or disappointment. Being burdened with great sorrow. Suffering caused by physical or emotional loss. Devastation, inconsolableness. Depression, melancholy, sadness. In other words, you feel as if life is no longer worth living. It is a chore for you to get up in the morning. You have lost someone or something you desperately loved, wanted, or believed you needed. You have lost your center, your sense of self, or meaning in life. Your thoughts are preoccupied with what was or could have been. Internal dialogue. I'll never feel love, joy, peace again. Nothing can make me feel better. Just leave me alone. I just want to die. Anything is, would be better than this. 17. Helplessness, hopelessness. Defenselessness, inability to support or comfort yourself. Victim consciousness, feeling routinely deceived, exploited, or injured. Inability to change your condition or circumstance. Having no remedy or cure, no prospect of change or improvement. Despair. No expectation of a good or positive outcome. In other words, you feel stuck, trapped, or overwhelmed and cannot find a resolution. You dwell on your weaknesses and limitations, real or imagined. You request or expect others to rescue you, and you feel defeated, abandoned, and or hurt when they do not or cannot. You have either given up or speak about giving up on yourself, your life, and your dreams. You are void of ambition and desire. You avoid situations and people in fear that you cannot handle life's challenges. You don't expect success or good outcomes, so you stop trying. You do only what is required and nothing more. Internal dialogue. I just can't. I don't know how to. I don't know what to do. I never seem able to. Can you please blank for me? I need help. What's the point? It's a waste of time. Why bother? I will, can never blank. There's no use, value, purpose. 18. Hostility. Combative actions, unfriendliness, resentment, or opposition. Thoughts, speech, and behaviors that incite resistance and conflict. Aggression, opposition, antagonism. In other words, some call you mean. Others say you're angry. Your face is fixed in a perpetual scowl. You're a habitual eye roller. You see and speak to the worst in everyone and about everything. You come across as an uncaring or hate-filled individual who is always ready to do battle. Internal dialogue. You better not. I've got something for you. What are you looking at? Don't even look at me. I should slap you. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. 19. Humiliation. Intense, painful public loss of dignity or self-respect. Disgrace, public embarrassment, degradation. Unexpected or unwarranted shaming. Feelings of mortification resulting from choice of response or behavior. In other words, someone has called you out, put you down, made you the butt of his/her joke, and it was unexpected, unnecessary, or inappropriate. Who you are, what you did, or what you said has been made public by someone or by something you have said or done. Everything about you and your worthiness has been called into question by something you said or did or by what someone else has said or done. Internal dialogue. Only bad people do things like this. If anyone found out, I'd feel terrible. Why didn't I do that? I just can't help it. It's so embarrassing. I don't know why I can't, don't always. Why can't, don't I ever? Why do I always? 20. Hurt, woundedness. Physical, psychological, or emotional pain, upset, or damage. Feelings of having been undermined or obstructed. Sustaining injury or harm to reputation. Intense or long-standing abuse, trauma, or humiliation resulting from dysfunctional interactions or experiences. Mental and emotional experience of suffering an injury or offense. In other words, something or someone has caused you harm and left you scarred. Your expectations and/or desires have been destroyed, leaving you in a vulnerable or diminished state. While being hurt feels temporary, being wounded feels permanent, like to be broken beyond repair. Internal dialogue. He, she, they injured, disrespected, humiliated me. I can never trust her, him again. I am, feel devastated. I will never be the same. There is just no fixing this. This is just who I am. I can't go on. I want to be different, but I can't. I've been irreparably harmed. 21. Inadequacy, incompleteness. Insufficiency, imperfection, defectiveness. Lacking, missing something essential. Not meeting all of the necessary or appropriate requirements. Unable to deal with a situation or with life. In other words, you just don't measure up. Comparing yourself to others, you can see what they have or are capable of and what you don't have or aren't capable of. You feel less than others and you either highlight your shortcomings or shrink back to hide them. In the worst case scenario, you keep trying to prove to others and to yourself how great you are, even when you don't really believe it. Incompleteness is an internalized version of inadequacy. Internal dialogue. I never measure up. I just can't because I've never been able to. Something is wrong with me. I better not say, I just don't have what it takes. There's something missing in me. Why do I feel so incomplete? Without blank, I'll always be on the outside looking in. I need a major life makeover. 22. Indecisiveness. Inability or unwillingness to make a decision. Wavering back and forth between one choice and another. Doubting your ability to make a good decision. fear of the consequences of your choices or of making a mistake. In other words, you cannot or will not make a choice. You change your mind frequently and often can't figure out why, or you fail to communicate your change of mind. There are too many things to consider, and you are afraid to make a mistake. You send out mixed messages about your hopes, wishes, and desires. Often, you go along to get along to avoid the responsibility of making a clear choice. Internal dialogue. I'm not sure what to do next. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I'll do whatever you say. Whatever you think, do say, is fine. 23. Insecurity, self-consciousness. Lacking confidence in self or abilities. Feeling unsafe from danger or ridicule. Hypervigilant awareness of self in the presence of others. Oversensitivity to what is deemed as lacking in self. In other words, you do not perceive or recognize your self-value and worth. You constantly compare yourself to others and find yourself lacking. You are oversensitive to what is wrong or missing within you. Your self-worth hinges on physical characteristics and abilities rather than an authentic self of your value. You'll try something new only if you have constant reassurance and affirmation. You rely on others to affirm you and boost your confidence. You spend more time talking about what you can do instead of actually doing it. You're prone to feelings of jealousy and envy. Internal dialogue. Am I okay? Do I look okay? I can't do it like that. I'm not like everybody else. I wish I was more like her. I really envy him. 24. Jealousy. Resentment and envy of someone's success, achievements, or advantages. Rivalry. Anxiety or fear of loss of a significant status, privilege, or connection. Possessiveness. Fear of abandonment or of not being loved. In other words, you go into fear and upset when someone does something better than you could do it, or when someone gets something you want before you do. You have a habit of being critical of the success of others, and you constantly compare your accomplishments and acquisitions to those of others in an attempt to put yourself on top. Internal dialogue. They don't deserve. You know how they got? They can't do blank better than me. I have to do or get blank before they do. I think there's something going on. Who keeps texting you? Where have you been? Is there something you need to tell me? 25. Joylessness, depression. Intense experience of unhappiness and loneliness. Despair, inability to give or feel pleasure or satisfaction. Gloom, melancholy, somberness. Expecting and anticipating the worst possibility. In other words, you feel lost, alone, misunderstood, or out of place, with a sense of not belonging anywhere or not having a meaning and purpose in life. There is a weight on your mind and in your spirit that can immobilize your physical body. There is a disconnection between the physical reality and the spiritual truth, which may be linked to past trauma or to present and future fears. From a spiritual perspective rather than psychological or clinical, depression is the hunger of the soul for light, love, and connection. Internal dialogue. I'm miserable. Nothing good ever happens to me. I just feel really bad. What's the point? I give up. I feel like I'm drowning. Nothing helps. This burden is too heavy.
I can't carry it. I can't seem to put even one foot in front of the other.
26. Loneliness, longing. On your own, without having anyone or anything, having no one else present. Intense sense of disconnection and or undesirability. A strong desire or craving for human connection, companionship. Missing someone or something. Wanting and yearning for something you do not have. In other words, you have no one to talk to, no one to lean on, nowhere to go when things get hard. You feel alone and you hate it. No one and nothing seems to fill the void you feel within. You feel stranded and unimportant, as if you don't matter to anyone. More often than not, you isolate yourself or withdraw to prove that your experience of being alone is real. As a result of your feelings, it's difficult for you to let others in to support or assist you. Internal dialogue. Why do I feel so all alone? Something's missing. It's not safe to let anyone in. I'd give anything to have someone in my life. No one wants me. I just don't matter. 27. Lost. Aimless, having no direction, off course. Inability to see, find the correct or acceptable course. Sense of emotional instability or disorientation. Inability to make rational decisions. Bewilderment. Excessive preoccupation. In other words, you have no internal grounding or center. Your sense of self and your sense of confidence are depleted or missing because of past trauma or experience. Your intense experiences of helplessness, hopelessness, and inadequacy are rooted in a lack or loss of self-esteem, how you see and hold yourself within yourself. You feel that you have no purpose and that your life has no value, direction, or meaning. Internal dialogue. I don't know who I am or what I want. I keep trying and still get nowhere. I'm confused. Where am I? Am I okay? I'm overwhelmed and exhausted. 28. Low self-esteem, inferiority. Experience of self as innately less than, second rate. Lacking strength of character, self-respect, or self-trust. Sense of having no value or meaning, mediocrity, lacking self-importance. In other words, you have no faith or confidence in your abilities. You have a long-held and deeply rooted belief in your own inadequacy. You feel unheard and unseen for who you are or want to be. You may believe you are being tolerated and pushed aside. You tend to be compliant and go along. When that doesn't work, you can become defensive or defiant. The idea that you are an underling is a learned behavior, stemming from being constantly compared to others. Internal dialogue. I never measure up. I've flunked the test again. I'm such a loser. What do you think? Everybody's smarter than me. I better not say anything. 29. Numbness, disconnectedness. Lacking awareness, empathy, or connection to feeling or emotion. Response to harrowing or reoccurring emotional damage. Decision to avoid emotional demands or connections. Aftermath of trauma. Feeling deadened or without sensation. Possible sign of depression. In other words, you feel empty, detached, unbothered. Nothing gets to you. People may think you are cold or mean, but the truth is, you don't feel anything. You're starting to wonder if you'll ever feel joy or love again, or even if you'll ever have a good belly laugh again. Internal dialogue. I can't feel anything.
I feel disconnected from everything. I feel dead inside. I don't know what or how I feel anymore. I feel completely empty, like there's nothing left. I'm physically and emotionally drained. 30. Overwhelmed. The feeling of being overpowered by mind or emotion. Extreme stress, exhaustion, devastation. The feeling of being overcome, excessively burdened, or crushed. In other words, you feel as if you have surpassed your limits and cannot do or take on anything more. You are trying to convince yourself that you can do what you do not believe is possible, or you feel others are expecting you to do what you do not believe you can do. You have nothing more to give but sense that more is required or demanded. Internal dialogue. I just can't. I don't know how to blank. I don't know what to do. I never seem to be able to blank. Can you please blank for me? I need help. 31. Powerlessness. Lacking authority and strength. A feeling of defenselessness, impotence, weakness. Inability to cope or take effective action. Having no ability, capacity, or skill to control people or situations. In other words, you are a victim of people and circumstances and are unable or unwilling to stand up for yourself. This most intense experience of helplessness is a learned behavior. Somewhere along the path, you have lost confidence in your strength and what you have a right to be, do, or possess in life. Internal dialogue. There's nothing I can, could do about it. They made me. No one listens to me. I don't have any clout. Don't look at me. I'm not strong enough to blank. 32. Pride. Inflated sense of self-importance. Excessive need to be noticed, praised, approved of, or acknowledged. Deeming oneself as better than, more important than, and or superior to others. Sense of vanity or haughtiness that requires inappropriate reward or recognition. In other words, as grandma would say, you are full of yourself and you want everyone else to know it. You expect credit and recognition for what you do even when it's not warranted. You're not shy about letting others know what you have done, what you can do, what you are doing, and why it is more important than they are. You're quick to inform others how and why they are less than you. This behavior often masks deep-seated feelings of inadequacy or inferiority. Internal dialogue. I don't care what you think. You just don't get it. The rules don't apply to me. I've never done anything to apologize for. I wouldn't be caught dead with him or her. If I can't go first class, I don't go. I'll tell you what's wrong with him or her. I told you so. 33. Regret. Sadness or sorrow because of what is lost, gone, done, or not done. Second guessing of past actions or interactions. Remorse. Pang of guilt. Or conscience. Disappointment with self. In other words, this is the epitome of shoulda, coulda, woulda, anchored by guilt. An attempt to unsee what you saw, unhear what you heard, and undo what you did, believing things shoulda, coulda, woulda been otherwise. Internal dialogue. Why didn't I blank? I knew I should have blank. If only they had blank. I feel bad because blank. I wish I'd been true to myself. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I'd said what I really thought. I wish I'd been more courageous.
34. Rejection. Feeling excluded, discarded, denied, or refused. Sense of being discarded as useless or unimportant without cause or reason. Feeling unwanted, forsaken, cast out, in other words, without cause or reason that you accept or understand. You have not received or experienced the attention, recognition, acceptance, or affection you desire or feel you deserve. You feel unwanted and possibly unloved. While abandonment is about not being able to be there for you, rejection is a statement of not wanting you. This internal experience, in reaction to an external experience, can lead to self-rejection. Internal dialogue. They didn't, don't want me. I wasn't right, good enough. I was thrown out. I'm useless. I'm a failure. I'm such a loser. They act like I'm invisible. I'll never be accepted. 35. Resentment. Intense anger, displeasure, or indignation at someone or something that has caused injury or insult. Bitterness for having been treated unfairly. Unwillingness to accept or forgive an offense. In other words, you are prone to displaying ill will, strong hostility, or antagonism towards others in response to having received what you believe is unfair treatment. You are not shy about voicing your antagonistic thoughts or feelings about people and situations. Internal dialogue. It's so unfair. With friends like these, who needs enemies? Why does he, she, always take credit for things he, she didn't do? They're a bunch of frauds. I'll never forgive and I'll never forget. 36. Sadness, sorrow. Unhappiness, depression, the blues, despondency. Mournfulness, agitation, heartbreak. Feelings of grief, burden, torment. Experience of loss. In other words, sadness is an internal experience caused by repetitive trauma. It's based in the expectation of a hurtful, disappointing, or challenging event that results in dashed hopes or dismay. Internal dialogue. It doesn't matter. I don't matter. I'm inconsolable. My spirit is grief-stricken. I'll never get any better. I'm heartbroken. 37. Self-abuse. Negative self-talk. Self-inflicted psychological assault or battery. Self-blame, etc. Mistreatment of the body with addictive substances. Lack of sleep, poor nutrition, or excessive work. Punishing or taxing yourself excessively due to anger. Harsh atonement for real or imagined defects and deficits. Self-mutilation or other forms of self-harm. In other words, you do not like or love yourself because of what you have been taught or told is true about yourself. Self-abuse is a learned behavior rooted in poor self-image, a distorted sense of self, and a belief in worthlessness. In most instances, self-abuse is a reaction to external abuse and or neglect. Internal dialogue. I deserve to be punished. I'm worthless. I'm disgusting. It's all my fault. I'm always hard on myself. I didn't mean to hurt myself. 38. Shame.
feelings of embarrassment or humiliation because of your actions, characteristics, or associations. Mortification, a sense of distress caused by feelings of stupidity or disgrace. Sorrow, contrition, regret, embarrassment. Sense of wrongness or distress related to your identity. Imposed or accepted sense of a diminished self. In other words, you feel like you want to or need to hide. You feel bad about yourself due to guilt over shortcomings, bad behavior, or wrongdoing. You feel discredited because you have failed to meet your own standards of behavior or personhood. While guilt is public and external, shame is private and internal. Shame is the feeling that there's something deeply and profoundly wrong with you. Shame is rooted in the belief that not only have you failed to be or do your best, you have also brought dishonor upon yourself. Internal dialogue. What did I do now? Why is everything my fault? It's always my fault. I must have done something wrong. Only bad people do things like this. If anyone found out, I'd feel terrible. Why didn't I do that? I just can't help it. It's so embarrassing. I don't know why I don't always. Why do I always? 39, stubbornness. Headstrong and obstinate reactions to others' views or positions. Inability or unwillingness to cooperate with others. Resistance to others, closed-mindedness. Refusal to yield, show flexibility, or bend. In other words, you will dig your heels in and hold to your position or opinion, no matter what it costs you or others. Your narrow-mindedness and perspective, often grounded in fear and or the experience of inadequacy, motivates your choices and decisions as a means for keeping yourself safe. Internal dialogue. I don't want to. No, I hate that. You're not the boss of me. I'm going to do what I want to do anyway. You're wrong. Nothing you say will make me change my mind. I'm going to do it with or without you. 40. Unappreciated, unimportant. Being treated with careless indifference or disrespect. Not receiving gratitude for something accomplished. Lacking importance or significance. Feeling dismissed or ignored as inconsequential, negligible, or shallow. In other words, you feel that after all you have given or done, there's been no recognition or acknowledgement. You feel taken for granted or in some way dishonored. You may diminish, demean, or devalue who you are and what you offer, or you experience these feelings at the hands of others. In some instances, the need for acknowledgement is based on the need for external validation of who you are and what you do. However, it's perfectly acceptable to desire a thank you for something you've done well. Internal dialogue. They never say thank you. They always expect me to be there for them. A thank you would be nice. They always take me for granted. I feel used. They must think I'm stupid. It doesn't matter. What I want doesn't matter. 41. Unsupported. Lacking structural support, help, or encouragement, whether real or imagined. Not being provided for by another. Not being defended when help is needed. Feeling the burden is too heavy to bear alone. In other words, you have no one to talk to, no one to lean on, nowhere to go when things get hard. You feel stranded and often unimportant, as if you don't matter to anyone, whether real or imagined. Feeling that no one has your back represents a void created by not knowing or not asking for what you need and want. You expect others should know how to support you when they simply may not know what you need or want. Or you expect others should know you need or want support even if you haven't asked for it. Remember, there's a difference between not getting what you've asked for and not asking for what you need or want. Internal dialogue. Why doesn't anyone ever help me? I just can't handle all of this by myself. No one is ever on my side. I shouldn't have to ask for your help. You're never on my side. You always discourage me. 42. Unworthiness, worthlessness. One who has no good qualities or is useless. Good for nothing, having no real value. Not commendable or credible. Deserving of contempt, possessing no redeeming qualities. In other words, you do not feel entitled to or deserving of goodness or love. It's challenging for you to recognize, accept, or acknowledge your own value. It's challenging for you to receive or accept a compliment or affirmation. You can always find something wrong about you or your accomplishments when they're acknowledged. Worthlessness is a heightened, intense, or more harmful experience and expression of inadequacy and unworthiness. With worthlessness, you have no redeeming qualities, which might give rise to a belief that you don't deserve to live. Unworthiness can lead to, or result from, suicidal ideations, eating disorders, and substance abuse. Internal dialogue. I don't deserve it. I can't accept it. If you knew the truth about me, you would blank. If you knew the truth about me, you wouldn't blank. I'm just good for nothing. I can't do anything right. I can't fix it or change it. Why am I even here? I'm not worth 2 cents. I'm going to turn out just like blank. Chapter 7. 42 Thought Therapy Prayers and Affirmation. Our thoughts are mainly controlled by our subconscious, which is largely formed before the age of 6. And you cannot change the subconscious mind by just thinking about it. That's why the power of positive thinking will not work for most people. The subconscious mind is like a tape player. Until you change the tape, it will not change. Bruce Lipton. 1. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate abandonment. Dear God, I acknowledge you, God, as my ever-present source of life and love. I acknowledge your presence within me. With you and in you, I am never alone. I ask to feel your love flowing into and through me in this moment. I ask for and open myself to be healed from all thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors related to abandonment. I ask that every memory, fear, and expectation of abandonment be cleansed and released from my mind, my heart, and my soul. Acknowledging you as my constant friend and companion, I ask that every person whom I believe has ever abandoned me be surrounded and blessed by the pure light of your presence in my mind. I ask that any hurt and all wounds caused by the experience I have named abandonment be filled with the presence of your love so that they will be healed. Remind me, God, that you love me. Allow me to remember that you are always with me. Fill the empty places in my mind and heart with the fullness of your grace so that I will know how to and when to let go. I now proclaim my total and complete healing. I call forth situations and circumstances that allow me to know and feel love. I am deeply and profoundly grateful for the power and the grace of love present within me and for me. I release the power of these words, knowing that as I let go and let God, it is done. And so it is. Amen. Affirmation. The love and light of my life has never and will never abandon me. I am filled with and surrounded by the good that is God always. 2. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate anger, rage. Dear God, I acknowledge you as all-powerful. There is no thought, no force, no adversary, and no condition more powerful than you. Acknowledging who and what you are, I ask for and open myself to receive a cleansing of my heart today. I ask for and open myself to receive a clearing of my mind today. I ask for and open myself to receive the growing of you within me as the fruits of kindness, gentleness, meekness, and love today. I ask that you remove from me all vestiges of anger and rage in all their forms at their deepest root and cause. You are the power in my life. Any power that I have or express comes directly from you. Because you live within me, any experience or expression of anger dishonors you. I ask for and open my heart to be healed of anger today. I ask for and open my mind to be freed from rage today. I ask for and open to receive the growing of you within me as understanding, compassion, and peace today. I ask that you remove from me all attachments to anger and rage in all of their forms at their deepest root and cause. Thank you, God, for being the peaceful power that works through me. Thank you, God, for opening my mind to a deeper awareness of you. Thank you, God, for opening my heart to a greater experience of you. Thank you, God, for being more powerful than any thoughts of or beliefs about my right to hold on to anger. Thank you, God, for the way you show up to clear, cleanse, and heal me. I ask, I allow. God becomes the healing and peace I desire. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. Anger and rage are my enemies. I give myself permission to lovingly release all anger now. 3. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate anxiety, worry, fear. My Lord, I am in distress. I feel anxious and afraid. I am desperately seeking peace. There is a war within me that only you can resolve. There is a fear in my heart that only you can remove. There is conflict in my mind that only you can heal. I ask you, my Lord, to remove the anxious energy in the pit of my stomach. I ask you, my Lord, to uproot and remove the source of anxiety and conflict in my heart. I ask you to fill me with the presence of peace and calm and right thinking now. Peace in my mind. Peace in my heart. Peace in my soul. Send your ministering angels to fill me with peace now. I surrender my mind to the presence of your peace. I surrender my heart to the presence of your love. I surrender my life to the wisdom of your presence. I surrender all anxiety, conflict, confusion, and fear into your hands. I decree and declare that everything I release to you is now replaced with peace. I am so grateful for this opportunity to lean on you. I am so very grateful that your strength, your wisdom, your love, and your grace are surrounding and infilling me right now. I claim peace and clarity in my mind now. I claim peace and calm in my heart now. I claim freedom from any and all forms of anxiety, confusion, worry, conflict, and fear. My mind is free now. My heart is open now. My soul is free now. I am so very grateful that this prayer has been answered and that peace now dwells in my soul. I rest in thee. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. Boldly, I stand in the peaceful freedom that dissolves all anxiety, confusion, worry, and fear. 4. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate betrayal. Just now, dear Lord, I confess feeling betrayed by people, circumstances, and situations. I confess that I have betrayed myself at times. I confess the need to understand certain people and things. I confess the feeling of betrayal when people demonstrate they are not who or what I want or need them to be. I confess the need to understand why things happen the way they happen. I confess, dear Lord, that there have been times when I believed that you had betrayed me. Just now, in this moment, and for all time, I surrender every thought, belief, behavior, understanding, learning, or attachment to the experience of betrayal. I surrender feeling betrayed, being betrayed, and looking for signs or evidence of having been betrayed. I choose to shift my focus from people and things and direct my focus on who you are within me, who you are to me, and who you are for me. In your presence, all betrayal is brought to naught and nothingness. With your presence, betrayal has no power in my mind, my heart, or my life. As the presence of you in human form, betrayal has no power within me or over me. I choose to focus my attention on who protects me, who guides me, and who loves me. I now declare that as I shift my focus, all sorrow and suffering is lifted from my heart. As I focus my attention on trusting you, I know that everything is in divine order. I know that all seeds and roots of betrayal are eliminated from my life. Thank you, God, for receiving this prayer. Thank you for the healing that is now an aspect of every fiber of my being. Thank you for healing in my life and in all of my affairs. I am grateful for the healing in this moment and all moments to come. I rest in thee. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. I now trust who God is within me, who God is to me, and who God is for me, knowing I shall not be betrayed. 5. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate bitterness. Dear God, thank you for the sweetness of your love within me. It is this sweetness that I now call forth to heal my heart of bitterness. Thank you for the invitation to come aside and rest in you. In your presence, all bitterness dissolves. I confess there are times when I have allowed bitterness to reign in my heart. Today, I lay aside all bitterness and all defenses. You call my name so gently, inviting me to spend time in your sweet presence. You invite me to step away from the noise, away from the day, away from my agenda, and away from the internal dialogue and mental chatter that can make me feel bitter, overwhelmed, and frustrated.